Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back.
So good!
And getting better than that. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters and rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. She's the galactic guru of social media. She's helps me. She helps you. She helps a lot of folks with their social media strategy, including reporting, Kathy, on some of the stuff that's going on that somebody we know predicted would happen. Who could that be?
You always predict it, Jim. You're way ahead of the game.
I did.
This.
You first joined me in 2010. I was already doing it. You didn't quite know what to do with me back in those days, did you? When I was calling these guys out before they were to be called out.
You absolutely were. And rightly so. Rightly so. We've seen all kinds of bad things happen to our data and our privacy since then, over this past 8 years. So the latest one is about Google. I mean, you know, Facebook's been taking a hit, but Google quietly is closing down Google Plus. They're beginning to, put it to sleep, put it to bed because nobody's using it, but
which they're not.
It was a cover up of a big data breach.
Wow.
Hundreds of thousands of users of Google Plus had their data exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've used Google Plus a couple of times. I've used it two or three times.
Me too. Well, if you think about it, remember back when it was called Google Places,
Google My Business,
Google Local. They've changed the name so many times trying to see if something would work. Google Plus was the latest rendition of that. And nobody's interested, and actually we would say just put something up on Google Plus because of the search engines, because Google was favoring it, even though they said they weren't, all the test results showed that they were favoring it. But the funny thing is, this breach happened last March, and they decided not to disclose it because of fears that doing so would draw regulatory scrutiny and cause reputational damage.
Here's the irony you can cut with a knife, Kathy. While this is going on, they're lecturing Washington about their behavior. They're lecturing President Trump or whoever about their behavior while they're doing all this. Talk about no shame.
Right.
I just got off my soapbox on this.
Did you get off it? And I put you back on.
No, I wasn't. I guess I never really got off, but I was on my soapbox in the previous half hour about this. Yeah.
Segment. Yeah. I was a little surprised this popped up. First, it just popped up as, they're going to be closing it. Then I get the next article. The real reason they're closing it is because of security issues.
No ethics at all. And Kathy, this is exactly everything in the second section of my new book, The Third Ingredient, is about this metaphorically. It's not there. Okay. It's not there by name, but it's metaphorical, isn't it, Kathy? You read it.
Yeah. Well, here's the real problem is that, they cover it up and say, it wasn't really a problem. We just allowed hundreds of thousands of users' data to be exposed.
Yeah. What about now? Facebook's doing the same thing, though. They've got the same problems, don't they?
Oh, yes. They've got it. Yeah, I think I think actually the breach is much, much worse with Facebook.
Facebook, yeah, it was.
Much worse.
Tell us about that one.
It's millions of people, 50 million users, accounts. And, you know, it was an attack on Facebook directly. It wasn't necessarily, you know, like these individual attacks on users. This was a massive attack on Facebook. And they don't even know who it was that attacked.
They still don't know?
No, they still don't know. It's kind of like they referred to it as, you know, something that was it says, Facebook said, we have no idea who was behind this hack affecting 50 million.
That's almost worse than losing the data.
It is bad that they haven't been able to identify it. Now, and
you know what that means, don't you? That means that they could do it again.
Well, they said they found the vulnerabilities and they fixed them.
So if they don't say, if they don't tell us, if they don't tell us what happens, which is a tacit lie, then how can we believe them when they do tell us something?
Well, I tell you, people are a lot more concerned, and they don't have the confidence anymore that they used to have in Facebook.
Yeah.
And they are, I'll tell you, they're getting nailed financially with the European Union.
Oh, yeah, the European Union is getting both of them, and getting Google and Facebook.
Yes.
Those guys, let me tell you
something.
The EU has turned Facebook and Google into a profit center for them, for themselves.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's a $1.6 billion fine for
and ongoing. Facebook. And ongoing. It's going to keep on going.
That was just one.
Kathy will continue to keep us reporting on this. We come back. She's got some tips on how you can operate in this crazy world. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.